As we've been reading through the Acts of the Apostles during this Easter season, we hit kind of a milestone today in this first reading in this sense that the church, in its proclamation of Christ and the good news of salvation, they've preached it to a point now where we begin to see that others who have heard that message of salvation and have given themselves over to the Lord are now sharing it with others. So now it's reaching out to a second tier. It's not just that the disciples, the eyewitnesses of the life of Christ and his passion, death, and resurrection are alone preaching it. Now others who never knew it but heard it from them are carrying it out to others as well. And this is really important to notice, just to see how the message, the gospel, the faith is spreading in this way. And it spreads because those who hear it receive it as good news. They hear a message of God's love and mercy, a new way of living, and it resonates in their heart as good news. It's not like the early church said, look, if you really want to take on a heavy burden and live a really miserable, heavy, just law-driven life, we've got something for you. It's not that at all. It's presented and received as abundantly good and joyful news. But over the centuries, through many different reasons, very often the message gets bent and just kind of out of whack and off kilter, to the point where there are many Christians and Catholics who are living out the faith, but it's felt much more as a burden. Like, oh, this is so hard, and it's difficult to do. And then when that happens within us, when it ceases to be this amazingly beautiful and good news, then we can start to speak of it as more of a burden to others. And so it can happen that with our adult children or with friends that we're close to who we want them to be practicing the faith, but they're not, we can speak of it in terms of just the obligation. You really should be doing this. You really should be getting to church. It's not that they shouldn't be, but we can speak of it more in terms of what you should be doing, and much more just an obligation, and you've got to fulfill what's being asked of you. And it's not that that doesn't have a place. Obviously, it does. The Ten Commandments still remain. But how attractive is the gospel going to be if our starting point for presenting it is primarily in terms of what someone is not doing and how they should be doing it? That is not nearly as attractive to a heart that is searching for something deeper, for fulfillment, for joy. Simply presenting it in terms of just a base obligation is not going to be nearly as attractive as your own personal witness of the joy, the fulfillment, the good news. What is he doing for you that has made him and the faith beautiful and true and good? I've shared this before, but with adult children who have been away from reconciliation, it's probably not enough for us to wag our finger and say, you know, you really need to get to confession. It probably is going to be much more powerful to say to them, let me tell you why I go. Because the burden that's lifted, the joy that comes from knowing forgiveness, from getting new strength, I can't get that anywhere else except from him. And that's why I go. And so there are radically different ways of presenting the faith, but what we see in our first reading throughout these days of Easter is this proclamation of utterly amazing, good, and beautiful news of what God is offering us. and it's received as good news, and hence people want to share it with others. Let's ask the Lord today for that grace to welcome the Easter proclamation of the Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. May it strike our hearts as good and beautiful news for us. And then from that the Lord would give us the opportunity and the grace to share it as that equally good news with others. That is probably going to be a much more fruitful way of sharing and spreading the faith than any other thing that we could probably come up with on our own. Yeah.